Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and TGIF alohas to all you freedom fighters and liberty lovers out there. Great to have you along into the fourth and final hour, hard to believe, for the final time here on the Friday free-for-all. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. We have had a number of traditions on the show over the years. On Memorial Day, we have been blessed to talk with people whose relatives have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of freedom for this country. That always has been a great experience. Fourth of July, we always use, right around the Fourth of July, we always use patriotic bumper music, Christmas bumper music as well, and a bunch of other things that we have done throughout the years, including, of course, as we did again this year on Thanksgiving, sharing with you the great turkey drop from WKRP in Cincinnati. And one of the other traditions that we've had holiday times is Porky Pig and his rendition of Blue Christmas. A little of the backstory on this. The vocalist on this recording is a fellow named Denny Brownlee. And this actually started with two guys that you hear on our sister station in the morning, Rock 101, John Boy and Billy. John Boy suggested that Denny record a Christmas song, and so they decided to record Denny singing in the style of Porky Pig. And then they started playing it on their show. That's where I first heard it, and it took off and actually sold a few thousand copies. So now, fast forward a number of decades, and the song is both revered and hated at the same time. And this is the original version, I believe, is the one we're going to play, by Seymour Swine and the Squealers. And there's you can also find it on the internet. Denny Brownlee put a post on YouTube and said, "I for one really appreciate you telling the story." This is what was put out by a fellow named Top Shelf Tom, who does also has a website, topshelfoldies.org. And if any of your fans want to purchase a legitimate copy, hey, I gotta eat, Denny said, check out DennyBrownlee.com. All one word, Denny Brownlee, B-R-O-W-N-L-E-E. Available on iTunes and Amazon instead of buying from some other compilation album that's basically ripping me off. Thanks for the love. Merry Christmas, Denny B. Here is Dennis Brownlee, originally on the John Boy and Billy Show as Porky. There we go. Bells in the background. You bet. One of the few Christmas songs with a kazoo in it. Too funny. Denny Brownway as Seymour Swine and the Squealers. The song, of course, is great, but whoever that, I don't know if that's John Boy or Billy Hill is laughing in the background, but that just makes it. Dave Mitchell also wrote, I was the traffic reporter on John Boy and Billy's local show in Charlotte before they went national and syndicated. The first time they played this on the air, Christmas 1986, was just before one of my traffic reports. I was laughing so hard I couldn't get a word out. It was the only time in my 48-year radio career that I was too incapacitated by my own laughter to speak. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many times you've heard that. It is still just hilarious. Denny Brownlee is the guy that did that. Too funny. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Henry is next up. He is in Campobello. Hello, Henry. And I hope you don't have a blue Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Mack. And like many of your callers have said before, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy retirement.
Thank you.
I definitely will be a lot more upbeat than your last caller. And I think Bob or whatever his name was. And I hope he's not a South Carolinian, because we have all said things that we didn't mean to say. We meant them to be another way, but instead they were interpreted incorrectly, or they were interpreted because we said the wrong thing, just out of our head a little bit. And I think that's the president's case here. I don't think he meant any malice. And as a matter of fact, most of the comments that the news media said that he proclaimed were proved false. So it would be good if we had news media that would actually sit down with somebody that they disagree with,
yeah,
and talk to them and get their true side of the story.
Well, and when you're speaking off the cuff, and you don't measure your words about the potential impact they may have, and you're in the heat of a campaign, then sometimes we do say things that we wish, you know, like in a, they just hang out there like a cartoon balloon, and you wish you could reach out and grab it and pull it back in and phrase it differently. Because I think the remark that President Trump made about, you know, well, he preferred people who weren't shot down was intemperate and probably did offend a lot of people and turn them off to the president. But, you know, at some point, don't you have to look at a person's accomplishments rather than one offensive thing they might have said?
True. So true. And, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about is voter fraud. I work in the chemical industry, mm-hmm. and in that industry several years ago, there was a plane that went down in the Everglades called the Value Jet. And after that incident, the U.S. government did their investigation work. They came up and said, somebody lied about the products that they were carrying were carrying.
Right.
It was hazardous.
Mm-hmm.
It was not stored properly. And so they talked to the employees that were involved, and the employees ratted out their bosses. And what happened was they came up with a law that said that if you lie on your paperwork, if you misrepresent what you're sending out, that you yourself are responsible, you can go to federal prison. You can also lose a lot of money.
Right.
And I think that those kind of teeth need to be put in by our court system into law regarding election fraud as well.
Absolutely.
And people may say, well, it's not causing the death of these people. No, but it is causing the death of our votes.
Yeah.
And I, as a 56-year-old man, want my vote to count.
You bet.
I've worked too hard over the years. I've paid too many taxes over the years for my voice not to count.
Yeah, that's really what's important here. You know, the Democrats are always talking about voter suppression and all the other rules and regulations that would ensure that only American citizens are voting in our elections, not dead people, people who are in this country illegally, and all the other fraudulent uses of the electoral system that we've seen. And yet, it is the legitimate voters who have been disenfranchised here, not the people that the Democrats are screaming about constantly.
Yes. And another thing, too, if I was a Democrat, I would be embarrassed to have a party that they're represented as being the party of the freeloaders.
Right.
Those that don't want to work, those that have figured out how to work the system so that they can get a check in, those that rely on you and me to work hard to pay our taxes. And then what do? They take our tax money, they take our Social Security, and they leave with a smile on their face.
Right. Yeah, it's a sad system when we do have this kind of migration from people who are legitimately working hard for a living, and their tax dollars are taken and given to those who have no interest in anything other than gaming the system. And that also, I mean, look, nobody wants people to go hungry, but look, you know, as well as I do, there are resources all over this country for people to be able to get food. There are resources for people to be able to have housing. There are all kinds of resources. We spent trillions of dollars, tax dollars, in this country to help the underprivileged. So don't talk to me about how we are heartless about helping those who cannot help themselves. I'm talking about people who are perfectly capable of helping themselves and have no desire to.
And we send trillions of dollars overseas for the same reason.
Yeah, we do. What a
waste.
Whether
it gets to those people or not, we don't know.
Yeah.
In many cases, it doesn't, because their governments are corrupt.
Yeah, there are a lot of swollen bank accounts in Switzerland that belong to tyrants in other parts of the world. Henry, I've enjoyed speaking with you. Thank you for the call, sir, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and let's all hope for a better 2021. 6:20 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I always loved that song because for so many years I was working on holidays and the old days in broadcasting. You know, there was no pre-recorded stuff that you could stick in and play. We all did live shows, and so I missed a lot of holidays with my mom and my brother over the years, and so that song always got to me. 26 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bobby, I'm kosher, but I love that pig. Oy vey. Bobby, that song originally came from John Boy and Billy. Always wondered where that laughter came from. Now I know. That song is world famous. It is indeed. Bobby Mack, in reference to your Trump-hating caller, my dad is a highly decorated Vietnam vet, and we thank him for his service. We talked earlier today, and he stated that his opinion of Trump changed when our president did so much good for our country. Dad will never forgive the disrespect he showed McCain, but we both recognize the detriment McCain put our country in his last days. Your caller is foolish, in my opinion. Making a decision based on emotion rather than logic, I would suggest. 627 as we go to the phones. Kevin is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Kevin, and welcome to the program.
Bob, how have you been? We haven't seen each other and talked for quite some time. I think it's been nearly a decade. Just to fill you in, we used to do road shows. We used to do golf tournaments. I'm your old promotions director.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hi, Kev. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I think I officially fall into your demographic for WRD now, so I do quite a lot of listening. I'm happy to hear you're retiring, but I think it's a good thing. And I'll say I think it says something about Greenville when you have chosen to retire in Greenville.
You bet.
And just to all the New York tags that I see in this area, all you hypocrites that I know 10, 20 years ago were saying, oh, the South, all your opinions, guess where you retire? Hey, we weren't so bad, were we?
Yeah. Yeah, funny how they have left the snow shovels and the high taxes and all the rest of it behind.
Yeah, well, don't bring that stuff here. So,
amen.
So let me get on point. I saw some statistics talking about the number of people who feel that the election was fraudulent, and they broke it down into age groups. And of course, the 18 to 26 group had the lowest percentage of distribution of people who considered that the election was fraudulent. So if we look at this in terms of stage of democracy and we consider ourselves to be around the area of complacency or maybe even apathy, where do you see the future of this country? Because if our youngest generation, who are completely connected by the internet, and by the way, back to Bill's point, all of your history is on the internet now. So
right.
Good luck running for government in the future.
Yep.
But where do you see our country in the future with this generation of kids that are being led by social media, being led by big tech? I don't see it being good for our future. I feel like if we don't change things now, the generation of the future is not going to have the future we have, because at this point, they're not even paying attention.
Yeah.
And how does that align with what Alexander Tyler said, you know, some time ago in the 1700s about, you know, the 200-year mark? We're kind of on that, 240 years. Our next point of stage is bondage.
Yeah. And it makes you fearful seeing how many people willingly accept the promises of unicorns dancing in fields of gold and all the other pie in the sky things that were promised through the beauties of socialism, which of course leads to Marxism, and both of these are tyrannical systems that strip their citizenry of the freedoms and liberties that our founders granted to us, that put down in paper that God had granted to us. It's going to be an uphill struggle, but it is one that I am confident can be won with enough time. A pendulum can only swing in one direction so long before sheer momentum will carry it back in the other direction. And I hope and pray that that is what will happen for this country.
I agree. One more question for you. So I remember you used to drive a convertible. I won't say the make and model, but have you upgraded to your official retirement sports car yet?
No, unfortunately, I had to get rid of the ragtop, I have now migrated into a larger vehicle to be able to accommodate the golf clubs more easily, and so now I'm behind the wheel of an SUV.
Well, congratulations. I wish you the best of luck in retirement. And the first 3 months, I hope you do quite well, because that's the biggest adjustment.
You bet. Kevin, thanks very much. It's great to hear from you, buddy. Miss working with you. And thanks for touching base today. Appreciate it very much. 6:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center again. I'm right back on the other side. The last half of the bonus hour is still ahead here on the Friday free-for-all.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thank you, Derek, for the weather. 6:38, 22 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quickly back to the phones here in the last half of the bonus hour on Friday to Pat, who is in Union. Hello, Pat. Welcome.
Hi, Bobby. That gentleman in there is against Trump here, a couple callers back.
Yeah, Bill.
I feel sorry for him. I feel so sorry for him. He does not understand Trump. All right, one or the, I don't care who was up there. He's trying to defend the Constitution, and that's what I love about him.
Yep.
I want my freedom of my religion. I'm mad as hell they're closing the churches. They have no right. They want to take our speech away. They want to take our guns away.
Yep.
And he's willing to stand with these people?
Yeah. It seems as if...
I'm not happy with him.
It seems as if emotion is overwhelming logic, doesn't it?
Yes. Stand for the Constitution. If anything else, stand for our rights, please, people. I've been on the phone calling every day. I've been calling Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham. I've been calling Duncan down here at the Columbia. I've been calling these people. You know me. I'm on the phone. I ain't got nothing else better to do but sit here and call people.
Well, let's
I do read them the Riot Act.
Yeah, let's just hope that somebody listens to you. I know what you're saying, Pat, and I appreciate the sentiment. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Greenville next and bring in Dorothy here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Dorothy. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. I've been on hold for 45 miles, so don't you hang up on me.
listen, I wouldn't I dare, wanted, Dorothy.
You better not. I wanted to address the caller, Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, my family, we have Purple Hearts, World War II, Vietnam, when people were not respected at all when they served in Vietnam.
Correct.
But the one thing that really got me is this gentleman evidently was getting his news from NBC, MSNBC, mm-hmm. and CNN.
Right.
And he certainly was not looking at the accomplishments that Trump has made, and especially towards our military.
Right.
All I can say to him is this. If he has children, his children will be living under Chinese rule. They already own this country. And as far as this country, we're broke anyway. So these kids, they're going to realize one day just what all of these wars have meant, which is freedom. Why do you think we've got thousands coming in trying to get into this country?
Exactly.
And I also have a song I want you to dedicate to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and it's Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. Because when they meet their maker, they're not going to be looking for a white Christmas. They're going to see the Ring of Fire. And as far as Joe Biden and his family, how can anybody say they're pristine? They're exactly what Trump has echoed all along.
Right. Corruption.
And I mean, this,
right. They're corruptocrats.
And the other caller, the guy that you knew, he said, what's going to happen? I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm 72 years old. And these kids one day will wake up and see, you know, our parents and grandparents were right, but they're going to be in a position they'll never, ever get out of this. Once they take us over, there's no going back.
Yeah.
The Bolshevik Revolution will look like Disney World compared to us.
Yeah, and it lasted almost a century before it finally played itself out. And boy, I am fearful of what these people, the consequences that they're opening Pandora's box to communism. Let's be frank about that.
Of course.
And these stories do not end well. Witness the hundreds of millions of graves that are a testament to the beauties of socialism and communism.
Well, ours was killed in the Battle of the Bulge, and they didn't go over there to fight for a bunch of wimps. They went over and literally, and that's something else that gets me. A lot of the Jewish people are against Trump. If it had not been for the American people, they would have been annihilated in World War II.
Well, they're,
and the American people went over there to fight for their cause.
And there would
they
not
need
have,
to wake up too.
There would not have been the creation of a state of Israel. You know, and look at
you got it.
Look at what
and
President
guess
Trump
who did.
Did. Yeah, and guess who moved our embassy in Israel as well. But
that's right.
They
You're right.
Sadly, they quickly forget about that.
I know you're excited about retiring, and let me tell you, been retired 20 years, love every minute of it, and spend your money before the commies get it.
You bet. Dorothy, you know how to turn a... Bye, Dorothy. God bless. Have a Merry Christmas. You know how to turn a phrase. There'll be no white Christmas. There'll be a ring of fire. That one's going to stay with me for a while, I think. Quarter before seven here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, FYI, Bobby, two golf bags with clubs fit easily in my 2000 Corvette. I will, I'll file that away. Thank you. Be right back. Christmas bumper music would not be complete without a visit from Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller. In on the text line, hey, Bobby, really love you, man. Hate to see you go, but as a 32-year-old man myself, I sure do envy you. I can't wait to be in your position. Bob, I have to ask, after all these years of listening to your show and hearing you deal with some, well, shall we say, unique characters, can we look forward to a Bobby Mack end-of-watch soapbox rant? Maybe something you would have restrained yourself about saying in the past. What would they do, after all? Fire you? We'll see. We'll see. Back to the phones we go. Eugene in Pauline joins us this evening. Hello, Peanut. How are you?
Doing pretty good, Bob.
Excellent.
I just want to, you know, them Clemson Tigers, they're doing pretty good this year, ain't they?
Hard to believe they're 10.5-point favorites over Notre Dame tomorrow.
Yeah, you know why they're doing so good, though, don't you?
No, why is that?
It's them two new coaches they got. You didn't hear about that?
No, two new coaches? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they got them from over there at the Red Cross in case they choke like they did last year.
Spoken like a true Gamecocks fan, Peanut.
There you go. I just want to call and tell you, Bob, have enjoyed it and enjoyed listening to your show and calling in and wish you the best. And we're going to carry on the fight after you're not there.
Good news. I'm glad to hear that.
We look forward to you coming back, too.
I will. Yeah, I won't be gone. These other folks, they have to take some vacation from time to time. And when they do, a special cameo appearance by, what was that guy's name again?
tell Baby Doll we thank her for sharing you with us all these years.
Yeah, for putting up with me. Thank you, Eugene. I appreciate it, buddy. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stephanie is next. She is in Woodruff. Hi, Steph, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, Bobby, just wish you a Merry Christmas. We will miss you, but I do have a question.
Yes.
Have you heard anything more about the servers that were supposedly secured by the military in Germany?
No. The only thing that I've seen a couple of things that have circulated on the internet, but I really wonder if we will ever know the true story of what went on there. Supposedly, election results were sent over to some servers in Germany. I know that Sidney Powell.
I heard Germany. Yeah.
Yeah, Sidney Powell tweeted yesterday an electoral map that showed the results that had come in before all the mail-in ballots and all that stuff turned up, all the Civil War veterans that voted for Biden. The map that she showed, I believe, Trump with 410 electoral votes and Biden with 120-some. So who knows? Who knows if the stories are even true? Because all kinds of stories circulated that there was a military raid. There was discussion about whether the good guys or the bad guys got the servers. Who knows what the real story is?
I was just curious whether you heard anything. And, hey, Bobby, you got my number. I want you to call me when the weather gets warm.
That sounds good.
We'll play three times.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. I stumbled out on the golf course today, Stephanie. Bad idea.
No,
yeah.
It's so cold.
I know it. I know it. And then I got a phone call from my friends over at Haas Family Golf, where I was getting a new grip put on my putter. And I was on the tee box on number five when they called and said, hey, we got the grip in if you want us to put it on for you. And I thought, there is a perfect excuse for me to go in early. So I turned around and left and got the putter re-gripped and felt a lot better for it.
Get a little bigger grip?
Yes, and I need a softer, bigger grip. Right.
I know, but that what that does is keep your left wrist from pushing through it.
There you go.
It's a really good thing.
Yep, it is indeed.
It's a really good thing.
I appreciate the invitation to play there at Three Pines, Stephanie. I'm looking forward to it.
And when the weather, my number.
I do, and when the weather warms up, when the weather warms up, we will get out there and we will lose some Titleists. Okay.
I'm so looking forward to it, Bobby Mack.
Me too. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it. Also in on the text line 71307. Bobby, I've been trying to call, but I can't get through. I bet there is some of that. The phone, we have five phone lines, and they've been stacked up all day. I'll keep trying next week, and hopefully we'll be able to before Tuesday from Charles. What else have I missed here on the text line? Bobby, why do you think the Pentagon has abruptly stopped the briefings with Joe Biden's transition team? Thanks for all you do, Bob. Best wishes to you and to your baby doll, Brenda. Yeah, that is curious. The DOD just all of a sudden stopped doing the briefings with Biden's transition team, and you couple that with Kamala Harris so far not giving up her California Senate seat. Are they still a little uncertain about the eventual outcome here, pending the meeting of the House and Senate in joint session in January? Something to think about. Yeah, to wrap things up for today, I hope you have a terrific weekend. See you back here on Monday, and thanks for being here all the time. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.